Here's a screenshot of the adult reassessment. So now for James, please read his response to treatment over the past year and the current symptoms, behaviors, and impairments. Ask yourself, are all the components of FIDO accounted for? Have the functional impairments changed, improved, or remained the same? Do you believe that the diagnosis should be updated or remain the same? So you will notice with regards to response to treatment over the past 12 months, the client has been responsive to treatment and has been consistent in attending sessions. Client does also report that his depression has slightly improved as evidenced by the intensity of his symptom decreasing from extremely intense to moderate. He does report negative self statements have also reduced from 5 times a day to 4 times a week and reports that he now attends social activities in his community at least once a week, whereas before treatment, he was completely withdrawn from social activities. He does continue under current symptoms and behaviors to experience the following on a daily basis. So he's still experiencing dysphoric mood, minimal energy, limited concentration. He reports continuing to have a limited interest in activities that he previously enjoyed. He also experiences feelings of worthlessness approximately 4 times a week. His current depressive episodes have lasted for the past 3.5 weeks, and the client describes his depressive symptoms as moderate in intensity. He does continue to deny symptoms of mania, and this writer has not observed any symptoms associated with mania. And as stated in the initial assessment, client's first depressive episode reportedly occurred when he was 15 years old. So although, again, he has responded to treatment and we've seen some improvements, he's still continuing to display current symptoms and behaviors that may possibly still be related to depression. With regards to his impairments, because of his depressive symptoms, he has been unable to maintain any interpersonal relationships with peers for over a month or for more than a month and has contributed to a lack of social support system. It also interferes with him being able to complete daily activities such as chores, which places his housing at risk since his landlord has expressed several concerns.